You're listening to Morning Edition here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Friday morning. It's the 14th day of October. I'm also pleased to be joined this morning by WVPE account executive Tom Labaczynski and by Grant Carlisle, the president of the Michiana Runners Association. And they've been kind enough to join me this morning to talk about the WVPE Live Well Expo and the Live Well 5K Fun Run. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Michael. Morning.
Okay, well, let's start, Tom, with talking about the Live Well Expo. Tell us a little bit of what this is all about.
Okay, it's tomorrow from 9 to 3 at the downtown South Bend Century Center. And it's going to have exhibitors and all kinds of different exhibitors, including people like nutrition experts, a physician on longevity and wellness. There'll be hospitals there, healthcare counselors, even a podiatrist. There'll be cosmetics, medical alerts, rehabilitation centers, and it'll be just a really good health event for a Saturday in South Bend.
So this is where people can come and get additional information about any or all of these services if they so wish.
That's right, and it's going to be really easy, free parking, and free admission.
Okay, great. And as part of this, one of the things that people do to kind of keep a healthy lifestyle is run, of course. And Grant, I understand you've put together a fun run ahead of the event.
That's right. We've worked with Fleet Feet and the Haunted Hilly Half to put together a 5K fun run. It's going to start on the other side of Jefferson and then run along the river out towards IUSB and then come back. And so what we're going to do is start at 8:30, and hopefully you can get done, transition right into the expo, have parked over at the Century Center. So when you're done at the expo, you're ready to get back in your car and enjoy the rest of your day.
And we should emphasize this is a fun run, which means we're not timing it. People can come out and just enjoy it. And it's an opportunity to meet new people or maybe hang out with some runners you've already run with before.
Yeah. If you're a runner and you bring a friend along, you've introduced a new person to running. If you haven't tried it before and you want to come out, runners are probably the most inclusive group I've ever known. You come out and you guys have fun together. We like to have a fun run so that everyone can join in the experience, and that's what we're trying to create.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Michiana Runners Association? What do you folks do?
The Michiana Runners Association is focused on including more runners in the Michiana community. So there's a lot of running groups and running clubs just because Michiana is such a broad geographic area. Bringing those people together for races or to volunteer for races is really our main focus. So whether you're a runner trying to get connected to more races or you're a person wanting to explore running, we want to connect you to the opportunities available to you.
And how many people do you have in your association? Do you happen to know?
We have a member list of 40, an email list of about 650, and we're looking to just grow the number of runners who want to be runners.
And how would people get a hold of the Michiana Runners Association?
You can go to the Facebook page, Michiana Runners Association, but if you want to contact us directly, just michianarunners@gmail.com.
Okay, and Tom, I understand we also have some post-run snacks as well.
Right, and they'll be provided by people like Einstein Bagels and Purple Porch and Culligan Water and so forth. And so you can get a snack after you do a run there in the morning. Forecast is supposed to be really great. It's supposed to be sunny and maybe in the 60s. So tomorrow's going to be a beautiful morning.
For a run.
And something unusual, Grant, this is unusual, I think. There's no registration and it's totally free. That's different. And you can also, if you want to, you can trot this, you can jog it slow, you can even walk it if you'd like. Yeah, a beautiful walk along the river on a beautiful Saturday morning in October.
And it ties in well with the Live Well Expo again from 9 to 3.
Right.
Any water on the course, or should people bring their own water?
There'll be a water stop halfway through. It's an out and back. So when you turn around, there'll be water there. If you want to bring your own, you're welcome to. We'll also have water at the finish line and inside the expo. So, like Tom said, it is a free event. It's just a social fun run. Come out and walk it. Bring a stroller. It's along the river on cement, so you're able to bring a stroller if you need to and bring the kids.
And it's a short one. It's only 3 miles, and so it's a nice short way to start the Saturday morning.
Yeah, if you're going to run a 3 mile run, you might do it in anywhere between 20 to 35 minutes. If you walk it, it might take you 35 to 45 minutes.
So it doesn't matter. You'll still have time to get to the Live Well Expo. Again, that takes place tomorrow morning from 9 to 3 at the Century Center in South Bend. I do want to remind you, free parking. And Grant Carlisle, the president of the Michiana Runners Association, will be the run director for the Live Well 5K Fun Run, and that takes place at 8:30. So do join us tomorrow morning. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in.
But one big question, Michael. I know you're a jogger. Are you going to join us and run?
You know, I'm pretty out of shape right now, Tom. I'll be honest with you. I've been putting in a lot of miles lately, so I'm a little reluctant. I don't want to bring up the caboose of the train, so to speak. I'd be the guy dragging at the end. So I think I'm going to pass this time, Grant. I hope you'll excuse me. I do appreciate your efforts, though.
Roger that.
All right, very
good. There's no excuse for any of you, though. You come out and take a walk or a jog, we'll accept you either way.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate your help.
Thanks.
Make it a great day. You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. Do stay with us. More of Morning Edition continues right here on the station that informs, entertains, and inspires.